Rich man smells smoke, he smells something burning. Doesn't like the other, better put some badges on the scene. Put a pursuit on everybody you see. Thank you.
City, I'd say in the late 80s. Well, that's okay. Well, you know, for those of you who weren't, there's this great idea somebody had about policing our parks. And that's really what this song is about. It's about policing the parks. You know, somebody has to decide to police the parks, and then they write somebody to tell them that the parks need to be policed, and that the parks aren't policed in the way that the police of the parks police parks. So, there's an interesting wrinkle in this, because sometimes the police get so policing about policing the parks that they please to police the parks in after dark and on their off hours. They'll show up and take their badges off and kick the shit out of a whole lot of people. At least that's what happened in the late 80s, anyway. Not nothing against the police. I mean, it's a hard job being police, but there's a couple of people on the force, I'm sure, who just enjoyed it a little too much. Well, I'm not sure if anyone even remembers that anymore, but we did because we wrote a song about it. That's the cool thing about writing a song, is that you get to remember this little moment in time when the police were policing the parks, when the police shot the parks should be policed. So without further ado, I'm going to finish this song, but I want you to think about something. Next time you're walking through that park and it's after dark, and you're feeling a little bit on your own, and you see a crowd of guys over there, and they're grumbling and pointing at you, and the hairs on the back of your neck start to stand up, and they start to go skyward, trust those hairs, because you, or you, or you, or you, that guy, yeah, the, well, that guy, those people, all those people over there, him, that guy's brother, him, all the people over there, this guy, me, him, definitely that guy. We could be walking through the park and get our head caved in. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm not saying it's even definitely the policy. But it could happen because it has happened. Well, enough of my yakking. Let's go. Why
shot shooting your mother's not a party? I guess it's all about not a part of your damn decided life. She'll tell you something pretty. Tell me.